Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Standen.
Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN radio and live on your saltwater guide video only, no audio. But we have Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide here, and Captain Al Clowers from Captain Clowers Charters here, giving us all the real information. Dave's just full of the malarkey.
Yeah.
Al's got the real stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's my
exactly.
Next
year. Yeah, and we're giving away a couple great prizes.
Boy, man, you're not kidding if you didn't catch the beginning of the show. How about this? At the end of today's show, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a 2 3-quarter-day pass set. So 2 3-quarter-day passes from Dana War Sport Fishing and a 4-pack of the brand new Promar GT4 fluorocarbon. That is a killer prize.
Yeah, nice double package for a caller or a texter. We'll flip the coin at the end of the show. This is the coin, by the way.
It really is a thing.
Show the coin if you're looking on the audio. This is the coin, and Captain Dave will flip it at the end of the show, and it says C&T on the either side, and
it'll be a caller or texter.
Yeah.
Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, it's 213-432-1090 on the phones. We're 100% full right now, but lots of time for you here in the second hour at 213-432-1090. Or, as always, send those texts, man. Let's Talk Hookup app. That's how you do it.
Yeah, for sure. And Chris will be taking your phone calls there in New York, sending them back over to us here, and we'll be taking phone calls and texts. Adam does all the texts, and so we have a great team of people here.
Well, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on. It's time for your FishDope.com report. Today, man, it's something we all know. Gas prices, they keep going up and up, and with summer basically here around the corner, you need the lowest gas prices, and that's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull up to the expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or your boat. Summit is a huge area, plenty of room to pull your boat through, and plenty of pumps, so there's no waiting. The bistro is full of all the things you need for a great day on the water. They got fresh breakfast burritos, fresh-made sandwiches, beers and sodas, and ice. And don't forget the 100 pounds of free ice offer. If you have a 35-gallon fill at Summit Gasoline, they're going to give you 100 pounds of free ice and fill up that kill bag for you. Go say hi to Martha and their friendly staff at Summit Gasoline. Free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas. That's at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to start off our kids report with our private motor buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Dave, Al. So, welcome back, Pete.
Thanks, Mark.
Man.
Quite a trip. I came back to this beautiful bait tank in the middle of my Steiger there. It looks good.
Well, what are we going to do about getting some bait in there and going catching something?
It's
really
soon, man. As soon as we get back from Sitkin, as soon as those electronics get filled out and the bottom gets painted this next week, we're going.
There's 200-pounders 30 miles from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, so I think we need to make that happen.
It's killing me. We got to go.
Isn't that crazy, man? This fish is unbelievable. So, mid-June, guys, and only a week away from the official start of summer, although it seems kind of like it's summer. It's been pretty good fishing. Nice weather. Water's warming. Setting up pretty good. And up north there, it's going to be a little breezy, maybe more than a little bit. Them guys up there fishing the sea bass and the halibut at Rosen and Santa Cruz, they better hold on to their hats here the next couple days. It's definitely getting windy. Been some pretty good fishing, though, when they can get out. Out there at 10 Nicholas, been some really good signal this past week here. Some world-class halibut fishing, some true tanker grade there, along with some big yellows also biting when they opt to do so. Some days they do, some days they don't. Yesterday they did. It was pretty good fishing. And big ones, though. You got to use heavy gear, guy, and pull hard. But the bummer is the wind is rising out there. It's coming up. Big swell out there also, so may not be a good deal here the next couple of days. Santa Barbara Island, looks like it might be right on the edge of the big wind, so maybe you can make it, maybe not. been pretty good fishing on the sea bass out there, and a few yellows mixed in. So watch the weather if you try and make it. Catalina, water is warming up, cleaning up. It's got those calico bass all fired up, the ones that Dave hasn't invited into his little white fish bags there. But they're definitely biting, along with some bonita and barracuda and a sprinkle of yellows. A few sea bass scattered around here and there. One of my good friends was testing one of our customers' boats here just the other day and just happened to catch two back-to-back, a 36 and a 44. So there's some sea bass around, but not a lot. Squid situation, you know, it was sort of okay. Backside middle. And then I just heard from Danny from Fish Dope this morning. He just sent me a text. He talked to the guys on the carnage. Looks like it's kind of dried up again. They've been struggling the last couple of days. So hopefully that reloads and refires off again. Now for some of the more private, the more savvy private boat guys, been a bass fishing local here. You know, we've had some red tide to struggle with, but the bass fishing is really improving. Water's warming up, cleaning up. And several of our customers fishing this week, some of the Huntington Beach spots, down to that Newport Pipe, finding really, really good calico bass and sand bass fishing there. Afternoon and evenings been best. The green sardine hookup bait has just been killing them. And, yeah, it's nice to see that water cleaning and the bass biting. That part's good. And then just a heads up, guys, you know, it's mid-June. Water's warming and cleaning. A little bit of signal on kelp patty yellowtail here and there. But by this time of year, I've always got, you know, some of the offshore tackle for some of our local gamesters that show up. I've always got a marlin bait caster ready. I've always got my swordfish caster ready. We always got a mackerel or two in the bait tank along with whatever else we've got. And, you know, it's time of year to start looking for that. Water in many places is like 65. And, you know, obviously there's no volume of that stuff yet, but it, you know, starting to see the early trickle typically by this time of year. So you want to be prepared for that. And then, you know, San Clemente Island's been biting a little bit on that yellowtail, backside east mostly, and then Pyramid Cove, there's some yellows there. There's been a little squid there trying to get going. And definitely a weird year for Clemente, though, talking to some of my friends that have been fishing there. It's just nothing like it normally is, so hopefully June, it gets cranked out. For you sure. know, in terms of that tennis fishing, what can we say? You just heard Mike from the Tribute talking, and
go.
What you guys have been saying there is like, oh,
just go. Go now.
Yeah,
they're biting. Yeah, and Mark, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys always do such a great job with Captain Dave. Follows Danny and the boys on fishdope.com, right, Captain Dave?
Absolutely. Yeah, Danny and I talk all the time.
All the time. How many times a day?
Probably once or twice, and then if something super spectacular happens, then it's all day.
Yeah, for sure.
All day.
All right, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using that code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262, and our website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm telling you guys, it is definitely time to go fishing. We're going to have some interesting stuff to talk about next week, I'm thinking for sure. It's looking really good. So many spots.
You know, there's a little known fact about sea bass fishing, and traditionally this is one of, if not the best weeks of the entire year to go coastal sea bass fishing, especially in San Diego, but really up and down the coast. And that's because it is always the week that we are in Sitka. And, like, you can set your watch to it. Like, I will be getting a picture message from somebody of mine up or down the beach, like, man, you missed it. Those fish gathered up and bit really good this week.
And so, when the limit goes to 3 on
tomorrow,
Sunday?
Morning.
Is it tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
That's when they go off, and then the commercial guys just go annihilate them.
It has lesser to do with a lot of things and a lot more to do with the fact that, Pete, you and I will both be out of town, and I guarantee you there will be a bite that happens somewhere.
Sure.
We might Ricky, that's just like for years when we were all moving into Fred Hall show, you know, on their normal schedule, they would always bite right when we were moving into Fred Hall. It was like slam dunk guarantee.
You could put it on your calendar. The yellowtail are going to bite at the Coronado Islands the day that Fred Hall set up at Long Beach starts, for sure.
For sure. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
See you, Mark.
Great. You got it, guys. We'll see you, buddy.
Appreciate that very much. Okay, I am dying to hear, Rosie, if the roll can continue from Cedro Sport
Fishing.
Oh, my God. What amazing fishing you guys have been having.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait to hear about it. Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing is up next for us. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. First of all, four of my favorite guys sitting right there at Let's Talk Hookup. My goodness, yeah. What a great, great show you have this morning. So this week's report is all about personal best. And it's probably one of my most favorite things about my job is when anglers come back and you see the excitement on their faces when they start telling you about their personal bests. And, you know, we always have yellowtail. I know, you know, Mark was just saying, oh, you know, will the yellowtail decide to bite? Well, down at Cedros, the yellowtail are always biting. So we are so blessed that way. You know, he was talking about the wind. And, yeah, you know, sometimes we get wind, too. Boy, we have a great big Lee Island, and, you know, that island really protects us a lot from the wind. So, yep, the yellowtail are biting, the halibut are biting, and the white sea bass are biting, two notables this week. We have one gentleman that's been going down for 8 years, and he got his personal best yellowtail, 48.5 pounds.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Can you imagine?
Damn.
Slow trolling a mackerel. And I actually spoke with him, and he said it worked him over, and he said he was blessed that he put 80 pound on.
Wow.
So he said, you know, isn't that crazy? You know, some guys were heading down yesterday, and they were using 40 pound. I said, well, make sure you maybe might want to put a little, maybe 60 on there or something like that, you know. And I told him, I said, look, we had a personal best at 48.5, and he was using 80 pounds. So another great, isn't that a great one?
Yeah.
And then another personal best yesterday, exactly 50 pounds on the scale, a white sea bass.
Oh,
and that was also caught on dropper loop. So, you know, all I can say is if you guys are heading down to Cedros, get your line weighed up and hang on, because it never seems to disappoint down there. I know you have a guest on tomorrow that is heading down on a Let's Talk Hookup trip in early July, which, by the way, the early July trip still has two spots available.
Wait a minute. On early July Let's Talk Hookup trip to go with Tommy P?
Yes.
Are you kidding
me?
Wow.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there was one cancellation. There was one spot open, and we had an unfortunate cancellation, but you know what, you guys? Get on this trip. My gosh.
Yeah,
I mean, look what they
are
packing.
Especially, that's
like
prime time. So what are the dates of that trip?
Let's say I think you're the first through the fifth.
First through the fifth. So you spend 4th of July down there.
It is.
4th of July
Absolutely.
Weekend. Probably a lot of people have that weekend off, so...
You know, if you think about it, most people do have the 4th off, and a lot of companies are giving you the 5th off.
Yeah.
So you're only going to have to take 3 days off of work, and who knows, you might catch your personal best.
Yeah, so how do we get,
but you
got
to get down there to find out.
How do we grab one of those spots, the Cedros?
You know,
the
best thing is just to give me a call, okay? 619-772-7570. I always like to hear from you guys because usually if you have one question, you're going to have a whole bunch more and you don't even realize it. So just give me a buzz and let's get on the trip.
The thing is, Rosie's got the answers at all. So how do we call you, Rosie?
Yeah, you know what, you guys? Just you can look online at all the trip dates at CedrosSportFishing.com. But I answer my phone 7 days a week, so 619-772-7570.
Awesome.
Or CedrosSportFishing.com. You can link that right on the Let's Talk Hookup website.
Absolutely, you can.
Or our app, for sure.
I gotta say,
you got to
say a real quick, big thank you to Corey from MC Swim Baits. Rosie is the one who really, I mean, MC Swim Baits makes a lot of great baits, makes a lot of great colors, and Christmas Tree is nothing new. But Rosie Flowers put that lure on the map from Cedros. And every person that goes to Cedros Sport Fishing books through Rosie. We can always spot them a mile away because they come in. And, you know, they always have a big pile of Christmas Tree MC Swim Baits. And Corey loaded us up, Rosie. So big thanks
you
to Corey.
You got good.
Of every, of like, because everybody likes something different. We got Viejos and regulars and weedless and 7-inchers and 5. We got, we are
that Christmas Tree Viejo, that's number one.
Dude, it gets bit so good down there.
Well, and you know, the thing is just you use what works, and it works.
Yeah. The not broke, don't fix it rule is an important one.
Yeah. Thanks, exactly. Rosie. You appreciate that, and
thanks,
we'll talk
guys.
To you next Saturday.
All right. Well,
you all have a good one.
You too.
Hey,
though.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Thanks, thank Rosie. You. Well, while we're waiting for our buddy Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing, who I'm sure is very busy between all the boats and all the greatness going on at C4, I want to remind you this catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get the premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of new team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, more freezer space, and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make those reservations today.
Absolutely. Well, phones are packed. Let's jump into it. They want to talk, talk to Captain Dave and Captain Al.
That sounds good to me, buddy. How about this time we talk to Dan? He's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. What's up, Dan? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, so my question is for Captain Dan and guest. You know, what does he misses with the new technology now? You know, the new reel, rods, and, you know, all that stuff on the boats. What is one of the things that he misses from back in the day?
Nothing. Now, me and Al were talking about it at dinner last night. It's hard to think that we used to be able to catch fish. We were talking about the forward scanning sonar that they fish largemouth with now. We remember... Myself, personally, when they started the color photometer, the color meter, we all used paper graphs back then, and we thought, man, when that color photometer came out, we were like, oh, there's not going to be a fish safe in the ocean. Then right after that, the Loran C came out, and we were like, I remember working for Mike Thompson on the Patrician, and we were fishing the Tanner Bank. And back in before that, you had to put it out on the table and measure where you're going in the course, and you had to make sure you steered it right, and then you'd put on the photometer, and you'd start to watch the high spot start to come up on the photometer, and then the Loran C made it so that you could drive right to the spot within 200 feet, and I was like, oh, there's not going to be a fish safe anymore, and we thought that was it. Mm-hmm. Then came the sonars. I know the long-range boats had them and the purse seiners and stuff had them, but we didn't have them on the sport boats in Dana Point and stuff. When we got our first sonar, then I was like, oh, my gosh, now there's no fish going to be left when I get done with this.
Yeah.
And then here comes this new machine called the GPS with a map on it that showed you exactly where you were drifting and how you were drifting. And a lot of us thought we were drifting the other ways and stuff. And then they had a map on it and showed you. And then we thought that was going to be the end-all get-out. Then the gyro-stabilizing binoculars. I can't go fishing without my gyros.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm not going
not
on the boat.
Days.
So technology is phenomenal. And anybody that's fighting technology, I remember I took forever to go to the braided lines.
Yeah.
I was a mono guy. Now I catch a mono and I'm like fishing with a rubber band. I'm not fishing with that. It has to be braid or I'm not playing.
Yeah. And then fluorocarbon, a lot of people were resistant on fluorocarbon.
Oh, forever.
Yeah.
I don't need that. Mono.
Yeah.
And then I'm wait a minute.
So, Al, freshwater guy, do you have forward-facing sonar on your freshwater boat?
Yeah, the Lowrance Active Target.
It's a game-changer. How about this? My buddy Chris in Montana put one on his drift boat up there. And we were literally, while we were stillwater nymphing, we were just watching the trout swim. And it's like, there's one, and then, boop, there goes your bobber.
And you were watching it in current? In current?
There's a little bit of current. Yeah. See, this one place, Holter Lake, is a tributary of the Missouri River. Missouri River is huge. Right. And they have these lakes that are attached to it that as the current. So there's areas of the lake that have the Missouri River running through it, and then there's areas on the side that don't. So there's some currents, but not really.
Right. I mean, there's some days where they get balled up, and you can sit there without making a cast and watch how their personalities are acting.
You can watch them eat.
Right.
Yeah. It's the craziest thing. But they don't have it for saltwater yet, right?
I mean, there are guys now in like the saltwater bass series that are starting to put them on and get them dialed in. I mean, it's just like anything else. It's just a matter of realizing what it is that you're looking at. You know, the transducer can be adjusted to what you know.
Yeah, you turn it, it's like, oh, there's one. Mm-hmm. Let's cast over there. Right. It's the craziest thing.
The thing about them is the window when you cast is super skinny.
Sure.
Right. So I mean, you can cast a bunch.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of getting used to. A lot of getting used to, actually.
Yeah. Huh. Well, for some reason, Marcos is not able to get through. Chris is going to keep trying. There's some issue with the phone over there at Seaforth, but we'll see how it all goes. But, yeah, crazy stuff.
Well, I had a great text in the meantime. It says, good morning, fellas. I have a question for Captain Al and a question for Captain Dave. You guys have done so much and caught so much fish in your lives. My question is, what is the one fish that's on each of your bucket lists? That's from Rick in Orange.
Rooster fish. I've never got a rooster.
Well, you're sitting next
you
to a
need
guy
to go,
have to go live every day catching them, man. I think that's a good fish on the list.
I'm going down to sleep on his couch shortly.
I like it. You got your own room in Marley's room with the monkey. But mine's a tarpon. I tried it, and I'm going to ICAST this year, so I'll be back out there to give it a try again. That fish eludes me every time I try to fish for it. They catch them really good the day before. They catch them really good the day after. But when I go, we look at them.
Well, while you're at ICAST, what you should do is get hooked up with somebody that that goes fishing for black drum just on the other side of the coast there, on the Atlantic coast. I did that with Benny Florentino. He has a guy called Benny, and he hooked you up with the right guy.
Right.
And that black drum fishing, if you've never caught one of those, that's super fun,
cool,
man.
Yeah.
You catch them around like the bridges and stuff like that, and they're big.
Okay.
Yeah,
but I have to try it. I'm going to be there for a week.
Yeah.
So we have to try it.
That tarpon is such a humbling fish, too. Like, it's hard to get and keep a hook into them if you're not a guy that does it all the time, every day. Like, I was so surprised at, like, man, they throw hooks so good. We were fishing them on artificial, so, you know, there's the weight of that. But, like, it was a fish, you'd get a bite, you'd come tight, you'd do everything, you know, quote-unquote right, and then they'd come up and, you know, have those big gnarly jumps and just shake the lure. Like, it was a very humbling fish to get.
Very much
Yeah.
So.
But very cool, and so worthy of the bucket list.
I fished with Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano and a guide in Key West several years ago, and the guy is cutting chum, you know, he gets a bunch of chum from the shrimp boats, and then he just cuts and cuts, and then you put a piece of this cut bait, and then you drift it back in this incredible current that's running, and I swear I could not feel the bite, and it's such a subtle bite from these 150-pound tarpon, right? And it's like, and then the guy puts his hair. Let me show you here. Here's one. Here. I was like, oh, my God. I couldn't feel it. I mean, it's like it's such a soft touch, but it's definitely an angling fish.
We were fishing them with basically calico bass gear, you know, a Tranx 300. We were fishing them in Venice, Louisiana, and we were fishing swim baits, you know, four and five-inch swim baits. And it was an area of really, I mean, brown water. Like, to say it was clean brown is like the dumbest thing in the world, but, you know, it's so stained. You know, it's not like our chocolate water, but like heavily stained water. But you could see little breezers of bait fish. And, you know, you'd keep making casts of these breezers of bait fish, and then all of a sudden you'd get this little thunk, little tick, little calico bass bite, and you'd come tight, and a 120-pound fish just come launching out of the air.
That's what I wanted.
And I've never in my life seen a fish that is so upset to have a hook in them. They just hate it. It's a really cool one. Like, I've only had one little taste of it, and I was wickedly addicted. Like, I'm really hoping a couple years down the road I get to go do that again. Really cool.
That's cool stuff. So you got to do it, Dave.
I want to.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
I want to try it.
Well, let's go jump in the phones.
That sounds good to me. How about we got some very patient callers. How about Dave in Anza here up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Well, Dave from Anza is now Dave in the Eastern Sierras. Just want to give you a report from up here.
We've
been up here for about 10 days. Oh, been up here for 10 days, got another week to go. We're using June Lake as a base camp. And I got to say, it's probably prime conditions for whatever you want up here right now. You know, last year at this time, we were waiting for things to open up because of that tremendous snowpack, but not this year. I know, Pete, you touched on it earlier. Everything you want to drive to is open now. The Mammoth Lake Basin, Red Meadow, even Tioga Pass opened up this last Monday, too. So if you want to drive to something, it's open. There is quite a bit of snow up high. I hiked up some lakes. There's plenty up there, though. And as far as the fishing goes, they're stocking these lakes up here really well, catching them every time I go out, and ready to wrap up some rainbow trout and bacon to have with my eggs this morning. So, and also one thing I want to throw into, you touched on earlier, we're in our own RV. We know we travel extensively throughout the year, but I've seen this Adventures in Camping in operation up here, and they sure make it look easy. In the campground where we're at, we've seen them. They come in, spot the trailer, people come in, enjoy their stay, they leave, and then Adventures in Camping take the trailer off. So we didn't have our own rig. That would be awfully tempting to do that. So, but all in all, you know, it's a great start to the season up here. It looks like it's going to be a good one.
That sounds great, Dave. Thanks a lot for that Eastern Sierra report. Have fun up there. Appreciate the call this morning very much. I have a great text here. It's from Elo in Long Beach, and he says, been going to Playa del Sol for 30 years and never get my hooks, swivels, and leaders right. What size hooks and swivels and leaders do you recommend for Eastgate fishing between July and September? Just want to take transplant a storage box and heavy tackle box. So, Dave, that's you. You live in the southern Baja,
yeah.
And so what should he take? I mean, you heard Chris from Smokies, and it's biting. Marlin, tuna, Dorado, everything.
Yeah, and the best thing, like I tell everybody when they come down to see me, is the best thing to do is whatever your Pongalera or your... There's no reason to overthink this thing because every day is different. You're going to go out on a charter boat with somebody on their boat. They got a really good handle on what's happening and what's biting. And I haven't been on a charter boat yet that they didn't have everything you need.
Yeah.
They got everything.
I don't take... When I go to Palmas de Cortez for our Far Spectacular, I don't take anything.
Right.
I think this is our 30th annual this year. I used to take a rod tube. I used to take, you know, big tackle box. I don't take anything.
Well, no, and it's so expensive to bring any extra stuff on the boat. And if your reels, let's just say you travel like I do, and thank God for my wife. She makes it so easy for me to travel, booking all my travel. I mean, I'm everywhere all the time, and Kelly Girl's always constantly making it super easy.
That's
so
right.
All I have to do is grab my backpack, because I wear a T-shirt and shorts every day and flip-flops. I don't bring anything. And if you bring a reel, gang, if you bring it on your carry-on, you can't have line on. It's the silliest thing.
Yeah, you have to check it.
Yeah, if it has line on it.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Because you might tie up the pilot or something.
I've been in Tijuana is the weirdest thing because they go through my bag every single time.
Just look at you.
Yeah, probably.
On the list.
Probably the hair.
It's on the list, no doubt.
But the line, the fishing line is the craziest thing. You sit there and you're trying to strip it off. Like they're trying to take it. They want to take the reel. You already know that. You're trying to strip it off and you're shaking because you're standing there and there's 100 people in line. There's no reason to bring anything. Really isn't. They know what hooks to use. They know what lure to use. They know what everything. You tell them what you want to do. You want to go rooster fish fishing? They're going to rig you up a couple of rods with ADOT circle hook, Snelled circle hook, and you're going to have a handful of ballyhoos or some live baits, whatever you want to fish with. You're going to go marlin fishing. You're going to go do that. But you can't bring all that stuff. You don't want to. There's no reason to bring
it.
And when you're traveling to Mexico, if you're a dude, you just bring some flip-flops and some shorts. You don't need nothing but your carry-on.
Right.
If you bring Dallas or you bring Kelly, we got to bring 5 suitcases for 2 days. I understand that. But but me and Rick or Al or you, we're traveling with a backpack.
Yeah. So just if you want to bring some stuff,
See Ricky.
Just bring some fluorocarbon. Rick knows what to set you up. Bring some fluorocarbon because they might need it down there. 100-pound, 80-pound, 40-pound.
But if you bring fluorocarbon, you got to check your luggage.
Don't you check your luggage?
No, I just backpack.
No.
Me backpack. And my backpack.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Hey, Danny from Fish Jobs says, tell Dave he can come up to my house in the Keys and catch one, a tarpon off the dock.
Nice. Right.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay, tell Pam to get my bed ready.
Let's go when you're ready for us.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandstrait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 609-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. Look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Meet a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound tests for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound tests for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Busy day on the phones, busy day on the text. If you want to get through, it has been a busy morning. 213-432-1090 and keep those texts coming.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Russ? Russ is calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Russ. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, guys. Good morning to you. Great show. Quick question. Okay. How much 100-pound braid line do I need on my reel for tuna nighttime fishing before I get spooled?
You know, bluefins.
What do you think?
Bluefins don't take a tremendous amount of line. They do. I'm certainly not saying that they don't, but I would say about 400 yards would be your minimum safety amount of line. That would be a number that I'd be comfortable with. Anything 400 plus, I think, would be an appropriate amount of line for catching a big tuna.
What do you think, Al? Do you agree with that?
Well, I seen some posts a couple, 3 days ago that they were spooling reels with 500 yards on there.
Yeah.
But it depends what kind of platform you're on, too. If you're on your own platform, you can chase them around a little bit.
Right, yeah.
If you're on an open party sport boat.
You're not moving.
Right.
It's also not just about them taking every inch of line, but like if you're fishing with a reel that's got a, like I think you could probably get it done in most cases with 300 yards, but right. That means that a lot of the time, in the fight, you're now fighting the fish with only with a minimal amount of line left on your reel, which means the diameter that you have to work with is very small.
Every time you turn the handle,
and now you're not gaining as much, and you've got to turn the handle three times as often to put the same amount of line on the reel. So like, you need to still have some diameter in your spool when you're fighting them. But for me, if I had a reel that had 400 yards of 100 pound, I'd feel comfortable.
But it's interesting. The big bluefin are very different than big yellowfin. Big yellowfin, big marlin, stuff like that, that'll empty a spool. But for whatever reason, big bluefin do not.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean they don't fight just as hard. And, and it doesn't mean that it can't and won't happen. For sure, there's stories of guys getting spooled, especially the fish that happened when you were gone, that big fish that that was in the three-quarter day fleet. Like, for whatever reason, that batch of fish was extra mean, and it took a bunch of line. But more commonly, they'll pull a bunch of line off your reel and then dog you and be very difficult when they come up to color. They don't circle nice and flat and predictable. Like, they're a tough fish, but a yellow
fish, their head.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a lot more difficult fighting fish close to the boat, where a yellowfin will just go and go and go and go and go. Not to say that that's the rule every time, but probably more often than not.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Great text here from Jason. He didn't say, please let us know where you're texting from. That's always helpful, because people want to know where people are.
Absolutely.
It's 207 area code. I don't know where that is. Hello, everyone. I wanted to thank you. It's a scratch on Captain Dave here. Here we go. Hello, everyone. I wanted to thank Captain Dave for changing what I catch. I am so happy to be a member of your Saltwater Guide. Captain Dave is the only person that has ever called me personally to tell me he wants me to help me catch more fish. I especially want to thank Captain Dave for everything he does for the veterans of our great nation.
Thank you very, very much. Thank
Did you write that?
Yeah. Kelly Girl said that to you.
All right.
No, thank you very, very much.
Yeah, no, nice words there, Jason. Thank you for the call, for sure. So, again, make sure you tell us where your phone number, as well as where you're texting from, too.
Fun technical question for both of you guys, and I feel like a different answer for both, depending on the type of fishing that a lot of you guys like to do. I'm loving this show. Two amazing fishermen sharing their expertise and knowledge. I really appreciate it. I keep hearing you both talk about chumming. Can you talk a little bit more about what this looks like as a private boater? You've mentioned chum buckets. You've mentioned chumming fish. How do we do these effectively? Give me the rundown. That's from John and Whittier.
Well, I'll start, and then Al can come in and finish this off. Al makes a phenomenal chum buddy system, which you put your chopped up sardines and squid or whatever leftover bait you have in it, and he has that tied to the back of the boat, and it has like a plunger handle. So the whole time it's laying in the water, it's actually working and it's chumming. There's never, ever a time when you're anchored fishing that you shouldn't be chumming, whether it's with the chum buddy or if you're fishing yellows or sea bass or something, you're throwing some live bait over the side, bonita, barracuda, yellowtail. They're all going to require some type of prey density level to increase in the water to bring the fish. For some reason, if you have some current and you have this food sprinkling down like snow coming down on the fish, it sparks them. They want to bite when they see all the food in the water. It's called increasing the prey density level. So there's never a time when you're doing, when you're, I can't even imagine fishing anywhere. I chum when I trout. I know I'm not supposed to say it, but I chum when I trout fish. I just chum because that makes the fish bite and it brings the fish to you. There's different levels. If you have a small boat with a small bait tank, you can't chum a lot of live bait because you'll run out of bait. So you use the chum buddy. And then Al takes it to a whole different level. Like when we're in the back bay, Al's got the chum system going full speed before he even tells me that it's time to put the line in
the water.
What are
you chumming, Al?
I keep a bunch of sardine.
Yeah.
You know, whatever I got, but I have a freezer.
Just chop it up in your chopper. Do you make a chum buddy?
I mean, it's called the chum tube.
Chum tube. Okay, because there's somebody patented the chum buddy.
Sorry. Chum tube.
Chum tube. And you sell them?
Chum tube, yeah.
Do you sell them?
They're $60, yeah.
$60. And what's it encompass? It's a tube
it's
with
a 4-inch piece of PVC that's 18 inches long.
Uh-huh.
Right? That has a butt cap on the bottom, and then the top unscrews with a 3/4-inch hole and a piece of 3/4 PVC with a fitting on the bottom that I make.
Uh-huh.
That chops everything
chops
up.
Everything up.
Yeah.
And then it just sits. How does it attach to the boat?
I just have a rope on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it loops around so you can put it on your cleat.
Yeah.
And depending on what kind of boat you're on, I can make the handles longer. Like if you're on a big old 65-foot boat and the freeboard's tall, I could put a big tall handle on it.
How does one obtain one of those?
They can go to my website at CaptainClowers.com and I have them on there. Or they can call me direct, 619-800-3474.
Okay.
That's awesome. And if they want to see them, go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, and we have some videos on there.
Oh, okay. Yes. In action.
In action.
Okay.
Yes.
I like it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including a big block of your phone calls and texts. It's Let's Talk Hookup, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate state questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yusuf's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no obligation home evaluation now online from Yusuf by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger, Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Toonerville Market and Grocery.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the all-new 2024 Ford F-150 and a range of powertrain options. Whether it's a gas engine with the best-in-class towing, powering up with the F-150 hybrid and the available Pro Power onboard, or the all-electric F-150 Lightning. What you choose to do with that much power is up to you. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Visit your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing with the boys from Your Saltwater Guide. What a great time, man. This is awesome.
Super good time.
You promised they'd be sharing a lot of killer info. And how great is that, Chum? I mean, just everything. This is a lot of
Chum
fun.
Chum buddy, yeah, for sure. Let's jump back in the phones.
All right. How about this time we talk to Jeff? Jeff's calling us from Mission Beach this morning. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Great show. I had a question for Dave. If you could have a half an hour of wide open fishing, what species would you target?
Ooh.
Thank you.
Well, if I was tarpon, I never caught one, so that would be pretty spectacular to see that. To see wide open tarpon fishing and be able to catch one after the other, or a hook one. I just want to hook one. Because I know, like Rick was saying, the first thing that's going to happen when I hook it, he's going to go skyrocketing out of the water. I'm going to freeze because it's going to just be insane. He's going to throw my hook. I've already talked to every guy that I've tried to fish with. I know I'm going to freeze. I'm going to panic. I'm going to be that guy. I know, because it's going to be incredible to see a 100-pound fish come flying out of the water with my line hanging out of his mouth for a split second.
Yeah.
And that's the coolest part, like just knowing, yeah, you're going to freeze because it's such a cool thing, you know, like if you've got ice in your veins for that, you've either done it a million times or it's not the right sport for you, you know, like you're supposed to get fired up about that.
Freeze, it's gonna shock.
Yeah, like what?
It's gonna be, I finally hooked them, and then it's gonna be gone, and then like that's that.
What's happening?
Then you have to cast and wind some more.
Yes,
yeah. Mike from Laguna Niguel says, does Dana Lanning have any fish processing options available, like Fisherman's Processing? If you call or text Fisherman's Processing and you tell them you're going on a trip, likely they'll be able to set that up for you. They'll meet you at the boat.
You are correct for Dana Lanning. My wonder is if he's talking about Dana Wharf having our buddy Hansen on.
Well, Dana Lanning in San Diego, Mike, but not Dana Wharf. Dana Wharf does not have any fish processing.
Well, Todd Manser and his sister Shayla are trying to put that together.
They got
a little bit of stuff going on over there. They don't have the processing capabilities like you guys have down here, but Shayla's doing her very best to put that together. So
it's a great idea.
You can have some fish processed at the fish market. But it's once again, you're going to have to call. You're going to have to let her know that there's a chance that you're going to get one of these tuna. Can I come in and have you process it for me?
Right. I mean, so many, you know, sports fishers up in that area, so much good access to that big bluefin tuna. What a great idea on their part and a great service to offer to the people, you know, Dana Point, to be able to have somebody professionally cut up one of those big bluefins. That's a great call.
Right, exactly. And she's got the vacuum packing capacity and all that cool stuff that they have down here. She just doesn't have the people to do it. So you've got to let her know ahead of time so she can bring in the people.
Okay.
Cool. All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Brian, calling us from Wildebar this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Great.
What's up, buddy?
Yep. All right, cool. Question and a comment. I'll start with the comment first. I love how the Maxa family is so competitive. Ricky, link twice if you want me to call the fire department. Because I'm like, whether you're trying to top Dallas by spending 2 hours in the room with Dave.
Yeah, we have a good time, no doubt, when we're super super pumped up for Sitka.
No worries. Yeah, whether it's being trapped in an elevator or being... Captain Al, for a family, because I've got a 7-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 16-year-old. Do you run family trips? Is it only out of the bay, or do you run out of Dana Point, like when the Dorado are running, or anything like that?
I keep my boat in San Diego Bay at Marina Cortez, and absolutely, I'm a family. I take families fishing all the time. Been doing it for many years. So, depending on their ages and stuff, and if they rely on me to pick the trip for them, I keep them in the bay. The bay trip, little 4-hour bay trip, is a great start for the young kids, and then you move out to the half days, and then take them offshore.
When people come through the tackle store that are brand new and wanting to get into fishing, and I got, you know, exactly as you're describing, Brian, I got a couple of kids and I just want to get action, Al is who I send everybody to. It's the perfect trip.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's calm waters. Al has done it for years and years and years, and both the boats that he have are perfect for that type of fishing. And it's short. You know, you're going to do it for a few hours and you're going to catch a bunch of fish and then you're going to be done and go home and have a great time. It is if you're wanting to introduce a younger person into fishing, or not even younger, just introduce anybody. You don't have to worry about seasickness. You don't have to worry about gear. You don't have to worry about tackle. It's just, it's the perfect trip.
Yeah, and how much is a half-day trip?
Four-hour on the Riviera, it's $9.95.
Wow. And you can take up to six people.
So
wow.
$133 a piece or something.
And everything's included.
Everything's included except for their license, lunch, and their beer.
Yeah,
they can bring their own beverages and stuff.
Yeah, that's
really
cool.
Basically they show up in the
a big luxurious 38-foot boat.
Yeah, it's a beautiful 36-foot Riviera.
It's a nice boat.
Yeah, when you want to take a break, you go sit down on a big plush couch.
Right.
You know, instead of sitting on a 5-gallon bucket.
Click the TV. Click the TV or get up on the bridge with me and watch all the Navy ships and stuff go by.
Yeah, it's a cool experience. How do we book it? CaptainClowers.com?
CaptainClowers.com, or they can call me direct. I have a cool auto-booking system on the website.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, or they can call me direct at 619-800-3474.
Yeah.
And they can also get a hold of me over there at Your Saltwater Guide. I got a bunch of videos and stuff over there, Jim.
On that one, okay. Hey, Steve from Monrovia writes, I took my first saltwater trip on the Sum Fun in 1977. I was 16 and I'm still at it full speed today. Thanks, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Always nice to hear that.
Yeah, right? Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Hey, Rich, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody. What a spectacular show. I'm blown away by the phenomenal information density level. I've got a little bit of help for that guy, but a little bit of up.
We lost
him. Ah, shoot. Rich, we're losing you right when you got to the meet. Well, shoot, Rich, hopefully you can give us a ring back in. How about we jump back in and talk to John? John's coming from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. I appreciate the time to be able to give a quick kudo call to Captain Al. I helped broker a charter between with him and my cousin and his kids from San Francisco who had never fished before. And I tagged along just to help out and to pick Al's brain. but anyway, he put us on, this is last week, he put us on a wide open sand bass bite to start the trip off, and then finished the day on another area where we got a bunch of spotties, and that's all the kids are still talking about. And Al, I sort of, you know, Al ran a really good top-notch operation. I can't say enough about it, and they want to do it again. So thank you, Al.
Absolutely. I remember that day like it was yesterday. It wasn't too long ago. That was last week. And you also got a bunch of information for your yak fishing, too. So, like I said, you can call me anytime, and any questions you have, I can answer them. And as those kids grow up, they keep coming with me, and next you know, we'll be offshore fishing.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we have a special treat now. Benny B. from the Real Hustle magazine is on the line.
Benny.
Speaking of big trout. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Captain Hanson, your saltwater guide, introduced me to you, and boy, oh boy, I saw that the size of those trout you catch in Colorado, and you went and did that with them, right, Dave?
No, Bill
oh,
you did.
Done it.
Bill
oh,
Varney
Bill Varney
did.
It. Yeah, Bill was. Maybe it was either Bill or you, but both of you. And that certainly drew my attention. I don't know if you've seen. I know you've ever seen Benny and his videos there on Real Hustle, but it's phenomenal.
That's
right?
Cool.
Yeah. So tell us about what you do, Benny.
Yeah, so, you know, you think of fly fishing up in the mountains especially, and most people think streams and rivers. I'm actually more of a stillwater fisherman. So what that means is lakes and ponds and reservoirs. And what I seem to find is the trout of multiple species, such as brown trout, rainbow trout, cutthroat, cutbow trout, which is a hybrid between a cutthroat and a rainbow. Long story short is the trout in these reservoirs and the stillwater seem to get bigger, in my opinion, due to not having to fight the current and scavenge for food, whereas in these lakes there's so much forage from different types of bugs, other fish, crawfish, as well as shrimp that come up from. So they just swim around effortlessly and just sit there and gorge. So that's kind of one of the reasons we seem to find the bigger average size of trout. And it also feels good to launch my old flats boat. I'm from Florida. And just get out there with a good crew, with a beautiful scenery, and put some fish in the boat. So, yeah, I had a great time taking out Bill. He had his rod in the water for less than a minute before he got his first bite, and he really got to experience the real hustle, you know, experience with one other angler on the boat. We had a few double ups, and it was just a great time all the way around, so we really enjoy it.
And those big stillwater nymphing trout, those rainbows especially, they pull hard. They have, they look, some of those size of the fish,
no
you catch,
doubt.
They look like salmon. They're so huge. Big tails, and they pull hard.
Yes, they are not shy to put up a good fight. I mean, they come up, they jump, they break surface, shaking their head. They'll take 30 to sometimes even 50-yard runs multiple times before you get them to the net. And it's just an all-around great time. It's the first time in Colorado I had really found that feeling of, I grew up in Florida fishing for snook, redfish, trout, other species. And, you know, it put up a similar fight to where I was like, you know what, this is it. So I'm very thankful to have figured out the still water and get on that good average-sized fish.
And so tell us about Real Hustle. What do you do on your channel there? It's a YouTube channel, right?
Yep, so Real Hustle, spell R-E-E-L. I like to make videos, and they're usually a one-day experience where I'll launch my boat, I'll take some anglers out, and we will film from start to finish and create that episode and drop it once a week on the channel. Now, I've been doing a lot of subscriber giveaways more recently where I'll pick, you know, people who are subscribed, people who like the videos, watch the videos, comment on them, and I'll give them a call and say, hey, it's your turn. Let's get you out for the Real Hustle experience. And a lot of them are usually pretty excited to also be part of the film. So that's kind of what I've been doing more recently and what I intend to do throughout the summer and, you know, into the ice fishing season over the winter as well.
So where do you go? It's someplace in Colorado?
Correct. So I live in the highest Rocky Mountain town called Leadville, where Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and old cowboy gangsters used to live. And as you wrap
that's
through the
near
mountains,
Bill, right?
Yeah, Bill's just on the other side, which is wild. But how the crow flies, we probably live less than 10 miles from each other, but to get to each other, it's almost an hour and a half to go around all the peaks.
That's funny.
That's- I have taken my off-road vehicle over the peak and got to him quicker, or my dirt bike in the summer. But, yeah, so where we seem to fish is an area called South Park where there's three reservoirs. We've got Antero Reservoir, Spinny Mountain Reservoir, and 11 Mile Reservoir. And there's a pretty awesome average size of fish in there and quite a few. So one thing I really enjoy, and I never knew this, because fly fishing in Florida, we always strip to streamers, which basically is a bait fish presentation where you chuck it out there and you rip it back towards you as if you were working a jerk bait or, you know, just cruising in on a spoon. But now we're throwing these three bug nymph rigs underneath a bobber at Yeah, so this is a pretty average. We'll fish about 13 feet of water. I'll put my first bug 5 feet down from the bobber and then 2.5 feet in between. So you got one off the bottom, one kind of mid-column, and one a little higher in the column. And you sit back and you watch your bobber dance in the waves, and when that thing sinks, that means a fish pulled down on your rig, and it's just a great feeling to see your indicator slash bobber sink, and then you set and just feel the dead weight. And then it's just a fight. It's an explosion from there.
So much fun. Well, hey, we're running out of time, but how do we get a hold of you if we want to go fishing with you, see your videos, etc.?
So I would look up Real Hustle on YouTube. That's R-E-E-L, Hustle. And if not, I've also got Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all those social media platforms to kind of help push the YouTube further. But check it out on YouTube. Leave me a comment. Say you saw me, heard me, and we will try and get you out there soon.
All right, Real Hustle, Benny B. Thanks a lot. I can't wait to come up and go fishing with you.
No doubt, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Appreciate it. Hey, we already ran a last plate, so it's time to pick a winner. Captain Dave.
He's gonna do his thing.
Yeah, let's
see.
Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I got it. Yep.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna flip the prize coin, and we have today a Texter as
Texter.
Our winner. Congratulations to John in Whittier. You have got yourself that 2 3-quarter-day pass from Dana Ward Sport Fishing and the 4-pack of ProMar's brand new GT4 fluorocarbon.
Captain Dave, buddy. How do we find you?
Your saltwater guide. I'm impossible to not see.
Yeah, yoursaltwaterguide.com.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, and like your constantly. Like over everything.
Everything.
And Al, how do we go fishing with you?